Everybody is prone to fall asleep when it's nighttime. That's why Jesus made a point that the bridegroom will come back at midnight. Jesus said something significant to his church, which fell asleep at night. When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said to his disciples who fell asleep three times, "Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation." The same recipe will be valid in the night before the bridegroom will come back. If we don't watch what is happening, then we will find it extra hard to pray. Jesus knew for sure that danger is around the corner, and he was praying to carry out the will of God. But then he said, "The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again, without the oil, without the Holy Spirit, we cannot make our lamp shining. I know now from experience that the car doesn't drive without the petrol. Trust me, you don't want to know from experience that the lamp doesn't shine without the oil. When you are asleep, then you are totally detached from reality. You are in a dreaming state. You are in a different world. So often I woke up and I was glad it was only a dream. But you don't want to wake up and come back to reality and then wish your reality was a dream because you missed the rapture. Now notice verse 5. "But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept." I'm so sad that this word "all" stands there. I don't want to fall asleep. Unfortunately, scripture says that all 10 fell asleep, including the 5 wise virgins. Then it happened. A loud shout woke them up. "Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him." They rubbed their eyes and became aware of reality. He is really here. Wow! After all that time, he really did come. Very quickly, they made haste, took their lamp and oil and went. The 5 foolish ones woke up too and came back to reality of an unending nightmare. They realize they have hardly any oil and it will not be sufficient for the journey. What did the foolish ones do? They probably are used to ask the pastor Sunday morning to shove some spiritual food down the neck. Let's try to do the same with the wise virgins. And they said, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." Surely these good Christians will be kind enough and help us out here. But the answer was no, lest there should not be enough for us and you. Verse 9. That's not very Christian. Don't you know that the Bible teaches, "Give to him who asks you, and from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away." Now they are really in a big mess and begin to panic. The wise proceeded to say, "Go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves." Do you know why their action was 100% biblical? It wasn't because they weren't unkind, but Proverbs 23 says, "Buy the truth and do not sell it." Wow, that's amazing! The wise did buy the truth, stuck to it, and won't sell it. They paid the price for it. After trying every shortcut, they realized there was no other option than to go and buy for themselves. They went and bought and came late to the wedding. They knocked at the door. "Lord, Lord, open to us." They kept knocking. The shock nearly paralyzed them when they realized they are not welcome at the wedding. "Please open." After a while, the door did open, but they heard the voice, "Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you." What a tragedy! Then the door shut for good, and they have missed out the biggest and most important event on planet Earth as well as in eternity. The parable ends with the words, "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." Very sober indeed. But what a blessed joy for the 5 wise virgins. Make sure you are one of them.